The text. When they get to the after-school club, Kara still has not taken the present out of her backpack. She is sitting in the window, looking out at the trees swaying in the wind. She does not really know how to give it to Benjamin. It is a little embarrassing, too. The butterflies are fluttering in her stomach again when she sees Benjamin in the schoolyard. He's sitting in a tree, yelling to the other boys. Kara thinks he looks like a king on his throne. Then he starts climbing down again. He jumps out of the tree and runs to the back of the house. She can no longer see him. Kara thinks about the present and gets lost in her own thoughts. Then she feels a vibration in her pocket, and she pulls out her phone. It's a text from Benjamin. It says, "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" Kara almost falls out of the windowsill from pure shock. She's dizzy, and she feels like the butterflies in her stomach have caught on fire. It burns too, like someone lit a bonfire inside of her. She looks at Rose. She's drawing, and Julie is out on the schoolyard. Kara runs towards Rose. "Look," she says happily. She hands her the mobile, so Rose can read the text herself. Rose looks at it for a long time, and she wrinkles her forehead. "That's crazy," she says, as if she does not really believe it. "What should I answer?" Kara whispers. Suddenly, she is frozen with fear. She does not know if she is ready to have a boyfriend.
"I don't know," Rose says. "Maybe. I mean, if you like."